A super victory. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, for the Rams at home in Los Angeles.
It's about the team. I'm so happy for these players. World champs, baby!
Coach Sean McVay, after a 23-20 win over the Bengals on NBC Sports, sealed when the LA defense stuffed Cincinnati on the fourth down in the final minute.
Burrow trying to keep it going. Gets spun down, gets it away, and incomplete.
Rams receiver Cooper Kupp, who caught two touchdown passes, was named Super Bowl MVP. There's an Olympic update. The court for arbitration for sport ruled today that Russian figure skater Kamila Valieva will be allowed to compete tomorrow despite a pre-Olympic failed drug test, but there won't be any ceremonies for any medals she wins. And speaking of Russia, National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan tells CBS Face the Nation.
As far as we're concerned, the United States of America, diplomacy is still open and available.
President Biden spoke with the leaders of Ukraine and Russia over the weekend as the U.S. keeps warning Russia of severe punishment if it invades. Congressional leaders will get a briefing later this morning. There's an update on that Freedom Convoy trucker protest in Canada that blocked border crossings. Fox's Tanya J. Powers has it live.
Dave, the Ambassador Bridge, which connects Detroit with Windsor, Ontario, is open again after being blocked by protests over COVID-19 restrictions like vaccine mandates for truckers. For nearly a week, that thing's been closed. Now, it's the busiest border crossing between the U.S. and Canada. Protests continue at some other crossings, the largest one ongoing in Ottawa. Protesters started blocking the ambassador last Monday, which has led to automakers shutting down or cutting back on production at a time when the industry is struggling with pandemic-induced shortages of computer chips and other supply chain issues, Dave.
Tanya, as for those truckers, Louis Pugh with the Owner Operator Independent Drivers Association says,
"We are not against vaccines. We just feel that it's a sort of a pro-choice. It's your body."
COVID cases keep dropping from the peak Omicron surge down a fourth week in a row. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
News. It's a far bigger crime than Watergate. That's former President Trump's reaction to the latest information coming from special counsel John Durham, who's investigating the origins of the Trump-Russia probe.
Sources are telling me that former Director of National Intelligence John Ratcliffe told special counsel John Durham that there's enough evidence to indict multiple people in his investigation into the origins of the Trump-Russia probe. Now, this following the stunning revelation from Durham's latest filing, where he alleges Hillary Clinton's campaign paid to infiltrate Donald Trump's servers at Trump Tower and the White House to establish a narrative linking Trump to Russia. Now, some Republicans are already making plans to hold Clinton accountable if they take back power in the midterms.
Fox's Brooke Singman. Prosecutors plan to wrap their case today in Minnesota. Three fired police officers are on trial charged with violating George Floyd's civil rights in his 2020 death. On Wall Street, stocks could plunge again. Dow futures down over 200 points after the sell-off that closed last week. Markets also down big overseas. While the Rams and their fans celebrate in Los Angeles, another NFL team is facing a deadline today from Congress.
The NFL last week sent off a letter to the House Oversight Committee saying that it's the Washington Commanders, not the league, that is impeding access to documents related to an independent investigation into the toxic work environment created under Commander's owner Dan Snyder. That letter coming ahead of today's deadline for the release of documents from the probe by attorney Beth Wilkinson that are currently in possession of a third-party vendor. There are approximately 109,000 documents related to this investigation, but so far the only documents that have seen the light of day are leaked emails exposing racist, sexist, and anti-gay remarks from John Gruden that cost him his job as head coach of the Las Vegas Raiders last season. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
Back to the Olympics. Team USA now has 15 medals after taking gold and silver in women's bobsled and bronze in ice dance. Americans 6 medals behind leader Norway. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.